You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, the power of the tongue. Let's take a look at Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Let's take a look at 1 Peter 3 and 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. So here in Proverbs, we see the difference between what happens when you speak death and when you speak life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So some examples of speaking death would be like Doeg, when he betrayed David and told Saul what he witnessed David saying, what he witnessed David doing, and then 85 priests ended up losing their life as a result of the betrayal that Doeg did towards David. Death came. Then we have another example of what happens with the misuse of the tongue. Death came when Ananias and Sapphira both were not honest when it came to holding back part of the money they received from the land. They weren't honest. Ananias died first, and then his wife Sapphira went after as a result of misuse of the tongue, a question being asked and not answering honestly. And that's one thing that we should take into consideration. Sometimes when we're asked a question, it may not be because someone does not know the answer. Character is revealed after the question is asked based on the answer that is given. So we see betrayal and lies are two ways of using the tongue, where death is the result of the way the tongue was used. And then we look at life. What is an example of life? When Paul and Silas spoke the word of God to the keeper of the prison, when he wanted to know what must I do to be saved, and they gave the word of God. They gave life through the word. That is an example of using the tongue to speak life. When we look at 1 Peter 3 and 10, refraining the tongue from speaking evil and speaking deceit. That is how you will see good days. If you love life and want to see good days, then refrain from speaking evil and speaking deceit. So when we look at the power of the tongue is so powerful. When we look at death and life, how are you using your tongue? The examples of what happens when one betrays, death came to those who were innocent. 85 priests because of Doeg's betrayal to David. And then we look at Ananias and Sapphira losing their life because they lied to God. Though the question came through a chosen vessel, they lied to God. When we take time to examine ourselves, how are we using our tongue? Are we speaking life or are we speaking death? Is our tongue being used to betray? Is our tongue being used to deceive? Is our tongue being used to speak evil? Or is our tongue used to speak life? When others come in contact with us, what are they receiving? When we speak, what is in our heart? Because out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. What is going on in the heart? What are we saying to others? And here's my moment of transparency. In the past, I've had times where I have misused my tongue. And I've had to repent and ask the Lord to forgive me. And once I repented and I told the Lord, forgive me, Lord, I'm sorry. I decided to think before I speak. I also know what it's like to be on the end where negative things are being spoken to you. I know what it's like to stand in the presence of one where off of the tongue there come lies. Off of the tongue comes betrayal. Off of the tongue comes deceit. All of that's death. And those things may not contribute to a physical death. But those things can contribute to a death of relationship. You can have friendships that die because of lies. You can have friendships that die because of betrayal. You can have friendships that die because of deceit. Not just even friendships, but all kinds of relationships can die because of these things. So the power of the tongue. Will we use our tongue to speak life, or will we use our tongue to speak death? And I know what it's like to be on that end where these things that are not positive are being spoken. Instead of speaking life, instead of speaking the word of God, I know what it's like to have words spoken that is not life, but instead of washing with the word, being washed with dirty water. Dirty water meaning negative things being said. Things that have nothing to do with the word of God. Nothing encouraging, nothing that's edifying, but everything that will try to tear down rather than build up. I call that dirty water. The power of the tongue. The tongue is so powerful. But the question is, how are we choosing to use our tongue? For whatever we speak is revealing what's in the heart. And we can speak something in a moment that can have so much impact that can last a lifetime. Now we are not identified by what someone else says to us. If someone says something negative, something derogatory, then God's word overrides all of that. What does God say about us? How does God see us? But if we allow ourselves to be identified by the negative things that come from others, then that's a place where we have to examine where we're putting our value. What is our value system? And some things are easier said than done because of the words that are coming from certain individuals that we may respect. And now, because of what's spoken, the heart has been revealed, because out of the heart the mouth speaketh. So the power of the tongue, when we take time to look in the mirror, we take time to examine ourselves, how are we using our tongue? Is our tongue being used to speak death, or is our tongue being used to speak life? Do we have a tongue of destruction, or do we have a tongue that's edifying, encouraging, a tongue of truth? So I encourage you, if you've been one that has been exposed to a tongue of betrayal, a tongue of lies, a tongue of deceit, I pray that you come into the knowledge and really understand what God says about you, how God sees you, that God loves you, that you belong to Him. And whatever He says about you, that's what matters. And don't let how your experiences may have been in life, where others have may use their tongue the wrong way towards you, contribute to you doing the same act. Examine your heart, because out of the heart the mouth speaks. Speak life where life needs to be spoken. And there are times when death needs to be spoken. Death to betrayal, death to deceit, death to lies. Meaning no more, no more will you receive or speak the lies. No more will you receive or speak what is negative. No more will you allow yourself to be positioned to be washed with dirty water. The power of the tongue. So if you want to see good days, keep your tongue from speaking evil. Keep your tongue from speaking deceit. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. Lord, I thank you for life, health, and strength. God, I ask you, Lord, that those that may have been exposed to a tongue of death, negative things, tongues have been speaking lies, tongues have been speaking harsh words, things, Father, that are not positive, things, Father, that are not building up, but yet come to lash and tear down. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to heal those broken places. I cast out all matters of deep hurt, every negative word that's been spoken. That, Lord, now that their heart be in a position to receive what is good, receive what is true, receive your word. And I speak the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Lord, I thank you for the time, God, to examine ourselves, Lord, examine how we are using our tongue, and to make sure, Lord, that we are speaking life where life needs to be spoken, which is your word, encouraging others, encouraging ourselves, building up and not tearing down. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the Triage Room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the Triage Room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed.
One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.